Ladies and gentlemen, from Atlanta, Georgia, Tinsley Ellis.
For Sister Blue. Now help us out here.
Yeah.
to show. Only thing you give me is just this hardware to go. I'm gonna throw up both my hands. I'm gonna holler, fuck me. Well, I oughta, but I ain't a. Gonna cut you loose. Gonna cut you loose. I don't need you no more. 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 Traveling bone on the day I was born. I left my only home for what I'm looking for. They say the world must be round, so I sail the seven seas. But this searching for away that job of mine. Now I'm out here on this corner. I've got a hole through both my shoes. Well, I got nowhere to turn. Got me nothing to lose. Ain't it the blues? I could sell my soul to the devil for it. so damn hard, thought about stepping off the line. Now I've got something I need. My ticket jumper got to win. But a cold wind is blowing down the back of my coat again. Ain't it a sin? I could sell my soul the devil for a dime. I sell my soul to the devil for a dime. I sell my soul to the devil.
devil for a dime. Well, I know you wanna quit me, baby. But a quitter never wins. Thank you.
a quitter never wins.
For coming out tonight. Sure, I'm glad you came. It's great to be back here at the theater. I'll tell you what we're going to do for you right now. It's a song by Bo Diddley. I said Bo Diddley. He's listening. And this is a song that I always wanted to record, but the record companies were skeptical. So I started my own record company, and they were skeptical as well. But I did it anyway on my instrumental CD, get it?
Yeah, fantastic.
So this is one by Bo Diddley, and it goes like this.
A one, two, a one, two, three,
we'll be right back. 3 o'clock in the morning.
I'm so still, you can hear a heartbreak.
I'm tired of giving you my warning. I don't know how much more I can take. Cigarettes and coffee. And a shot of whiskey to the side. You know what I'm talking about? Do you? I know you do. Can't wash away the bitter taste. Tomorrow morning, you're gonna find one pissed off man. No more playing possum. Understand.
here. That's down south talk there. Laughs into it every once in a while. Got a new CD out. The name of the new CD is Tough Love. Came out a couple months ago. I've got to tell you, I've got high hopes and low expectations. So ought to work out okay. But anyway, we'll do a song for you right now off the newest CD. Off the new CD, this one is called Midnight Ride, and it goes like this. A one, a two, you know what to do. When the train left the station, I was nowhere around tonight. I was downtown, I'm ill, feeling good and taking my time. Now it's late and I need to go. Calling you just to let you know. Let's all get together and break a midnight ride. Got a tank full of gas, baby. Hey, thanks everybody. That's a song off the instrumental CD called Get It. That one's called Catalonia. Hope you like that. Tell you what we're gonna do right now. Sister Blue and I were talking earlier before the show about one of our mutual favorite guitar players. So we're gonna do a song for you that I did on my Georgia Blue album. An album that sold well under 1 million copies. And this is an old Freddie King number, and it goes like this. It's called Double Eyed Whammy. One. It's getting good to us now. I didn't hear what he said, but I don't think I want to. Well, not bad for Tuesday night. Just checking. Just checking. So a few years ago, I had the opportunity to go on tour. It's a part of a review that was going around celebrating the music of Muddy Waters and Howlin' Wolf. It was a gas to be up there playing and learning from some of the masters, some of the people that actually got to play with these guys, like Howlin' Wolf's guitar player, Jody Williams, and the great Bob Margolin, who accompanied Muddy so many years and so well. And then the star of the show was James Cotton, who at the age of 80 years old ended the tour in better shape than he started the tour in, because he had just had hip replacement surgery at the beginning of the tour. And by the end, he was dancing all over the place. And we all had to take to the bed for a week, separate beds, for a week to rest up from the tour. But man, it was great, and the Fabulous Thunderbirds backed us all up. So wow, what a great tour that was. But I got a chance to learn from some of these guys, and it was really cool because I was the youngest front man on the tour. That doesn't happen very often. They gave me the top bunk because I could climb up there in the bus and get up there to the top, and they couldn't. But other than that, it worked out pretty good. Anyway, here's a song that Bob Margolin taught me backstage, and Muddy had taught it to him. A one, two, three, four.
Let that graveyard, Lord, be your resting place. I'll be troubled.
I do one more like this? So when I was a teenager, I used to be the annoying kid that would follow the old blues people around and ask them questions and get my picture taken with them and get autographs and stuff like that. And they were pretty nice to me. And the first guy I got a chance to see was the great B.B. King. Because some friends of mine had told me, their older brothers said, you know, we know you like Cream, and we know you like the Rolling Stones, and this Mike Bloomfield guy, you like him a lot, and there's a guy you got to go see. And I said, who's that? And they said, you got to go see B.B. King, because he's the guy that they all got it from. And it turns out that B.B. King was playing a week-long engagement at a hotel. It was the lean years for blues, and B.B. was playing a week-long engagement on a Saturday afternoon. They shut down the bar and just had teenagers come. And man, it was a gas. I sat like right about where you're sitting there, and I got to like look right up and like, whoa, I get it. I see where Elvin Bishop and Bloomfield and Clapton were getting this stuff from. And it was really a gas, because after he played, he greeted us all in the lobby and talked to us. Man, he was just so nice. And you won't find a more gracious man in show business or on earth than B.B. King. I'm thinking about him right now. But anyway, the point is that after that, I got a chance to go see all, you know, as many of the greats as they were still alive at the time. And in 1972, I was 15 years old. You do the math. And I decided that all the blues people must be really friendly people, since Mr. King was so friendly. And the next guy I went to see was Howlin' Wolf. And so I'm 15 years old, and Mr. Wolf has finished his set, and he's just really killed it. He had like Hubert Sumlin on guitar and Eddie Shaw on sax, and Eddie's still working today, which is really cool. And so Mr. Wolf comes off the stage, and I'm coming down the aisle to meet him, and the closer I got to him, the bigger and meaner he looked. So I took a hard left and went and got a Coca-Cola. So I never got to meet Howlin' Wolf, but here's a song he did that night, and I'll never forget it. It goes like this. Too lazy to grow potatoes. I have a little red rooster. Too lazy to grow potatoes. In the park. send it home. Good. Thanks for putting up with that. I like it. I could get used to some of that sitting down stuff, you know. Maybe I'll just lean for a few years and then I'll work my way up to sitting down. But over here on the bass guitar, how about a big hand for Jonathan Holland? Thank you. And swinging his ass off back here on the drums from Allentown, that's Eric Kaczynski. Give it up for Eric. And I'm from Atlanta, Georgia. My name is Tinsley Ellis. It's good to be here tonight. So this couple is watching the sunset over the Gulf of Mexico in Sarasota, and they're out on their dock, and it's beautiful out there. I don't know if you've ever been down to the Gulf of Mexico and watched it, but it's a hell of a sunset. This couple is out there, and they're drinking some wine, and they're enjoying the sunset going down. And just as the sun hits the water, big ball of fire in the sky over the ocean, and the silence is broken by the husband saying, "I love you so much, I can't live without you." Wife says, "Now is that you talking or is that the wine?" And the husband says, "That's me, I'm talking to the wine." That's actually a true story. Watching it from a raft out there. But I wanted you to know that. Because anything beats uncomfortable silence while a man tunes his guitar.
That's the way I'm always. Looking for some woman who wouldn't wanna
money in my back pocket. Proud about what she don't give away. I'm a loud, I'm proud and woe.
But I'm not that hard to be.
I went mad, I'll always be. Looking for the woman I want, but I'll never be.
Please don't tell me. Y'all get up and dance if you feel like it. I know you want to do it. But the eagle up and jive last spot. Only one thing for tea to do. To see my pond booger. Gotta see him today. Take care of back and hard. And I'll be back again someday. Collect that unemployment. I swore I couldn't find a job. I was too busy holding up this bar stool. Now when the bill collector comes to call, I see my pawn booker. Got his ticket in my hand. Yes, I do. Now a lot of folks don't know him, but the blues man, he understands. Yeah. Pleasure. Then your check for better, let me hold the door. We're going to get back in my house, so I can pray for you some more. I'll see my mom when I'm in my house.
Come back here and play a little more for you. These guitars aren't going to play themselves. Anyway, you've been a really great audience tonight. We really enjoyed playing for you. The last time that we played here, we did not research the weekend very well. We played here on the Sunday of Music Fest. It was really not a great idea. But anyway, I think we've redeemed ourselves. I hope we have tonight. Really good vibe in here tonight. I mean that. I got a chance to talk to some people, make some friends before the show, and that was kind of fun. You know where I'm going with this, don't you? After we play, we're going to be out front. We're going to have the CDs for sale if you want to get one. No pressure. But we got them if you need them. And you do need them. So badly. Anyway, we've got the new one. The new one is called Tough Love. Last time I checked. And then we've got the instrumental one called Get It. For people who hate my singing. And we've got, that would include me. And we've got the other one. Midnight Blue. Which this next song is off of. I'm not sure if that's proper grammar, but you get where I'm going. So anyway, I'll leave you with this here.
Keep rising. Water gonna overflow. That river keep rising. Flood water gonna overflow. Just
just like that old river. Baby, it's my time to go. Things gonna overrun, everything torn apart. The bank's gonna overrun, everything's torn apart. But you know I can't quit you, I can't stand back my heart. Go out and get my stuff.
Jonathan Holland, Eric Kaczynski, and my name is Tinsley Ellis. We had a great time playing through tonight, but we gotta go. Got the CDs for sale in the lobby. If you'd like to get an autographed CD, we'll be right up there. Or if you just want to say, hey, that's cool too. Anyway, you've been a great audience, and I hope we don't have to wait too terribly long to come back and play this beautiful little theater. Good night, everybody. We love you. Bye-bye.